4HKX, N4ZLK mobile. ZLK clear.
KKI4DOS.
How are you?
Morning. If Patrick's not too good, he called me this morning that his tool truck broke down again, and he's over at the shop. I'm going to get him, take him back up to his excursion.
I was wondering if he was going to get back on the road or if he was going to still be volunteering up there.
Yeah, I had my window down and there's a diesel beside me. But he wanted to get back on the road this morning, but it didn't work out that way. His truck broke down and he got it over here to the shop and called me. It's not far from the house. So I came over here to pick him up and take him back up to his excursion so he can go back up.
I'm really sorry about that, but at least he was able to get it to the shop. Maybe it'll be something simple. Anyway, I hope everybody else is doing well and your family.
Good, can't complain about anything.
Question, I've heard you mention your sons. I think you have two sons. Is it Stephen and Anthony?
Yes.
Brother is named Anthony and the next one is Stephen. I got three older brothers. I just thought that was curious.
Neat. I didn't know that, Shane. But yeah, my oldest son's Anthony, and he's got his ham license, HKI4DGY, up in Charlotte. And my youngest one lives over in Liberty, and he and his wife are talking about getting their license now, which tickles me to death.
A lot of people, I think, that made it through this that are considering that now. I know Patrick's talked about it. I've heard several people mention it, just people I know.
Thing, to get your license, whether you use it a whole lot or not.
I know a lot of people got it a few years ago and never did anything with it, but they still have it. But you're right, it's something to have. But I recommend that they use it every once in a while just so they brush up on their skills. I think that's the best way to do it.
A guy who's checking into the net now. His name is Brandon. I can't remember his call. It's KE4UJZ, UJC, I think. His dad is a ham operator, KO4MZ, and he carried a radio and stuff over to Brandon's house so they could have some kind of communications.
Well, my son-in-law, Connor, K4HNR, he set up a station at his house, did a very, very clean, very professional looking install of his antennas and all the coax and everything. I was very proud of him. And we were able to communicate on simplex between his place over near West Greenville off Whitehorse Road area all the way up to my house. So I'm very thankful for that. I can keep in touch with him and my daughter if everything else is not working.
I understand that. But no, I've talked to Connor. Seemed like a nice young man.
For a better son-in-law. He's really taking care of my daughter very well. But yeah, I mean, we can talk on 80 meters as well, but it's nice to have that clarity of 2 meter.
That's a good deal. And I have Patrick here in the truck with me if you'd like to speak to him this morning.
Have to. Good morning, Patrick.
KO4HKX.
Truck. I hope it's nothing major. We're headed over to the body shop in Easley to take my wife's car after her little accident last week.
It's just one of those things. We'll get through it. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah. Rested yesterday afternoon. We took my daughter and her boyfriend out. Both of their birthdays were yesterday. Happened to have the same day, so we took them out. Spent a little time with them, and then we came home and crashed last night and didn't do much of anything, and now I've got to try to play catch-up today.
Well, Shane, I'm going to hop off here.
Well, nice to hear you. And Gary, drive safe. We'll talk to you later. KI4DOS, KO4HKX, N4ZLK, clear.
73 Shane, KO4HKX, clear.
Mobile clear.
Go is KG4 PFI.
tall buddy Don. How you doing this morning, KI4DOS?
Out. If that's a good word.
Long time ago, Don.
But wore it out even worse now with all these trees down in my yard and my shop crushed out there. I don't know. I got chainsaw-itis.
I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent, but I think you need to leave that chainsaw alone for a little while and get some rest.
I'm going to go out there in a little while and fire it back up. I got 7 chainsaws, so I figured if one don't crank, I'll just grab another one.
It had a whole shed full of chainsaws. I hate that your shop got crushed like it did. I don't know how in the world you got your chainsaws.
On another little shed out beside of it, and the tree didn't get it, so, but everything else in my shop, Lord have mercy, there's thousands of dollars worth of stuff in there, and it's just, I don't know what's crushed and what ain't. I found a couple of toolboxes that it had spit out on the ground out there, and one of them's crushed, but it had the tool still in it, so I brought it up here and set on the porch, but I guess it's looking on the good side of it. We didn't get hurt, and we're a whole lot better off than them folks up in North Carolina.
But I'm glad you didn't get hurt, and nothing hit your house. I hate it about your shop, I really do, because I know you had a lot of stuff in that shop. You know, I've been over there once or twice, but it's been a while.
My generator was in there too. Me and my neighbor finally horsed around there and took a chainsaw and cut some of the roofing loose, and we was able to pull it out. It didn't hurt the chainsaw. I mean, didn't hurt the generator. So we got it fired up, and I didn't lose anything in the refrigerator or the freezer. But other than that, it's just been like living back in the 1800s.
Have chainsaws in the 1800s.
I was hanging up in there too. I was able to rescue one of them.
You be careful out there using them saws. And at least it wasn't a 2-man crosscut saw.
Yes, there's only one. There's only just me. I'd have to pull it one way and run around on the other side and pull it back the other way, wouldn't it?
Pull it that way. You could do it like my granddaddy did. He showed me. I've got his old crosscut saw like that, and he used to hang his hat on the other side over there. And I don't know how in the world that man did it, but he could use that crosscut saw by himself.
Old folks did a lot of things back in them days. They had to. But I hope you and Joy made it through this mess all right, and you didn't get hurt, and nothing got damaged at your place. So I'm going to get out of the way. Somebody else might be needing the frequency, and I got to go in there and put on my big old steel-toed boots so when I go out there, I don't drop something on it. You enjoy. Take care. KG4 PFI.
I'm glad. I hate it about your shed out there. But I'm glad we had a little bit of damage there at the house. It's, had some, the roof vent on the house had a section it blow out and, blow off, and I found them out in the backyard. Picked them up and, put them back on. Stephen came over to the house and got up on the roof. Put them back into place. Had to keep the rain out of the house, and the insurance adjuster is supposed to be here tomorrow. And let him look at it, and we'll go from there. But other than that, that's all the major damage we had is just that little vent cap up there on top of the roof. But, you know, it blows off, it leaves about a 4-inch gap up there that holds water in. Place over here next to this building. KI4DOS Mobile.